The trial between Meta and the Federal Trade Commission kicking off today. At stake is the potential of a divestment of Instagram and WhatsApp from the tech giant, breaking it up effectively. Join us right now. First on CNBC is former FTC chair Lina Khan. It is great to see you. This case, in many ways, preceded you. It was actually brought originally by the Trump administration, but then was thrown out while you were on the job, and then you refiled it.
That's right. I joined the FTC in June 2021. And within a few weeks, the judge had tossed out the case the Trump administration had filed. We fixed it, refiled it. It survived. And it's taken, 4 years to get here.
Are you surprised that this case is here? Which is to say that one of the things we've seen over the last couple of months is that Mark Zuckerberg has made a very aggressive effort to get closer to this president. He's been very supportive of this president. There had been some speculation that behind the scenes he was pushing for either some kind of settlement or for the case effectively to get withdrawn.
I'm glad to see that it's gotten to this point and that the various efforts by Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg to make the case go away on the eve of trial were not successful.
Do you believe that there's a settlement that could be reached while the case is ongoing? I mean, that's always a possibility.
I mean, that's always a possibility generally, but, once it's taken 4 years to get to trial, by that point, the parties have usually exhausted any efforts to get to settlement. Of course, with this administration, when we continue to see executives walk into the Oval Office seeking special favors, until the trial is over and until we actually get a liability verdict and then a remedy, we're all going to have to wait and see.
What do you think of the argument that this is a case that is in the rearview mirror, that this is a mistake of a case, and that the world has changed so much and has gone so far in the last decade, effectively, when so many of these deals were made, that we're now looking at TikTok as a competitor, so many other players in this universe that didn't exist even 5 years ago?
Yeah, and this is something that's going to come up as part of the case, as part of the FTC's argument that Facebook has illegally monopolized. And you have to remember that Facebook had actually done well for itself in the desktop market. But it was actually as smartphones were taking on that Facebook struggled to innovate and make that transition. And that's the moment at which it panicked. It saw companies like Instagram and WhatsApp experiencing astronomical growth. And that's the point at which it resorted to this buy or bury scheme, where if it couldn't outcompete a rival, it either bought them out or would cut them off its network. And this case is really about making sure we have free and fair competition so that innovators can succeed.